Preparing preachers. Primitive Baptist preachers are trained and prepared for the ministry through apprenticeships, rather than seminaries. These apprenticeships are patterned after the manner Jesus trained his disciples, Barnabas mentored Paul, and Paul fathered Timothy and Titus in the ministry. These apprenticeships were purposeful and thorough. We see five advantages to such apprenticeships. The first, ministerial candidates are to possess the 17 qualities listed in 1 Timothy 3, 1-7 and Titus 1, 5-9. The classroom is a poor place to grade the majority of these qualities. Rules house well, children in subjection, given to hospitality, vigilant, not soon angry, not greedy, or covetous. The second advantage we see is that apprenticeships avoid the cost of seminaries. Scholarships or not, someone pays for the brick and mortar. The minister who begins a career debt-free or a savings account that has not been depleted is less encumbered than is his counterpart, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 19. The third advantage we see is preaching in a pulpit is one of the minister's easier duties. Other places of ministry include hospitals, nursing homes, funeral homes, jails, dry-out clinics, and homes. Acts 20:20. Ministers help the dying face death, mourners accept death, those about to be married, those contemplating of ending a marriage, and the weak at heart as well as the strong of will. Matthew 25:34-36. Apprenticeships help candidates graduate from knowledge, advance them to understanding, and even further takes them into wisdom. The fourth advantage we see is that Primitive Baptist congregations have the final say as to whether or not a ministerial candidate is ordained or not. A congregation, not a professor, decides whether a man has the ability to feed both lambs and sheep, John 21:15-17, whether a man has his family in order, marriage and parenting, Titus 1:6, has his house in order, financially and spiritually, Titus 1:7, and is self-disciplined with respect to anger, wine, want, women, and pride, Titus 1:8. And finally, a man is to speak the gospel, but he's also supposed to walk the walk. The pattern, the model, the ensample is just as important as what he comes out of his mouth. Philippians 3:17 and 1 Timothy 4:12. And finally, the last advantage we see is this warning. We ought to monitor those things which divert dependence away from God. Consider if and when the following apply to churches seeking a minister. When we become more dependent on institutional training as opposed to God-given talents, we become like those who rejected Jesus because he lacked a diploma, Mark 6:2 and 3. When we put more faith in academics than spiritual fruit, we become like those who rejected Peter's blue-collar background, Acts 4:13-14. When we consult men as opposed to God, we become like those who rejected Paul's pre-conversion background, Acts 9:26-27. And finally, when our expectations are driven by personal preference as opposed to God's choosing, we divide as the Corinthian church did, 1 Corinthians 1:12. Once again, we prepare our preachers for the ministry through apprenticeships. We feel it's the biblical pattern, the way Jesus did it, the way Paul did it, and the way New Testament preachers were told to continue in ordaining elders. We also see it from a practical standpoint that it gives them better hands-on experience as opposed to a classroom setting.